Well, guess what? I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin, working at the Skyline Comedy Club. You gotta come out. Tonight, Friday, and Saturday. That's it. But before we talk about that, let me talk to you about, our good friends. To say good friends is just an under-exaggeration. I mean, I consider them a brother, a mother, a family, a sister, a niece, a cousin, a step-grandmother. You know, listen. Hey, there needs to be a T. Fury ad every 2 minutes in the show. I mean, I'm thinking of not just opening up with it, because T. Fury is the original pop culture t-shirt destination. Shut up. Yes, it's true. My God, they've been doing designs since 2008. Shut up. You know you can snag their shirts for only 24 hours starting at midnight? That's crazy. What is T. Fury? Oh my God, these shirts cover all your favorite topics, fandoms. They got everything from gaming, sci-fi, TV, movies, pop culture, and more. The t-shirts change daily?
Shut the fuck up.
That's right. Check back as often as you like. Okay, look. Check out tfury.com/nerdist and see what today's shirt is all about. Wow. My God, it's exciting. Listen. Funny thing now that we're done with T-Fury, well, we'll never be done with them. If you remember, I had Josh Androsky, fuck, I can't say his name right, and also David Strickland Williams. Then I found this old message from Steve Fine Arts. What a coincidence. It was crazy. So let me play the message from Steve Fine Arts.
Hey Todd, it's Stephen Fine Arts here from the Bitter Buddha. I didn't get a chance to listen to your last episode with Josh Lufsky and Alan Williams Pitland, but I bet it was great. Those guys are fucking hilarious, especially the little one. I like him a lot. But hey, you don't mind mentioning my name, Stephen Fine Arts, you know, Eddie Pepitone, the Bitter Buddha, on this week's episode, do you? We got to move some copies. If I don't sell like 2,000 copies by next month, I may have to move into Eddie's Honda Element. So just Stephen Fine Arts, the Bitter Buddha, Eddie Pepitone, but mainly Stephen Fine Arts, because that's, you know, I need to get my name out there. Stephen Fine Arts. Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Isn't that crazy? What are the odds? Never heard the show. Coincidentally, he leaves a message the night before. Let me tell you something about today's show. Andy Kindler. I know you hear me say this about something, but he came in and just plowed over everything, and I loved it. I hope you can hear me and Jake, because we are truly just, we're laughing so hard. Jake's punching the chair. If you don't hear me laughing, it's because I'm laughing silently, because I'm just like, you know, that type of laughter. All right. Well, I am in Appleton, Wisconsin at Skyline. I'm just very, very much looking forward to this weekend. So, I think that's it. Isn't it? Is there anything else real? Oh, by the way, I have a new laugh I do, and I don't know what it is. It's when I go, I'm like, what am I doing? Maybe it's something I always did, but as you do the podcast longer and longer, you can't hide everything. Anyway. The views of Andy Kindler on this podcast are not necessarily in agreement with Todd Glass. And Andy is great. Andy Kindler. Alrighty. Mr. Lyricist Joe, you doing good? You are? Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lyricist Joe. Okay. Bye. Happy birthday. In a way, this is sometimes less is more, right? You don't need that big hoopla like those people last week. Happy birthday. God dang, it's exciting. Ah. Hi. Look at me, I'm in your ear. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, look at me.
Aristotle, how are you doing today?
Todd, I am doing so good today. I cannot wait to get back into the studio and record another episode next week.
Oh, God. I've never heard you so excited. Roll in the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Here's good pot. My pot sucks.
Yeah, listen, that's good pot. You know where I get that from?
The whores.
What is that? I don't even know what I'm saying.
Do you want a Jack and Coke?
No, I don't drink. I had a problem in the Navy. It's so ridiculous. I can't stop. It made me laugh so hard when I started, when he said the podcast was mid-long, I put the fucking phone right here. Right, I just started laughing like a maniac.
Oh, first of all, I believed you. When he pulled into the parking lot and I said, oh, the podcast is only a minute. I said, you missed it. And he goes, you started laughing so hard. To George Carlin, which means the truth. I thought, oh, that really struck a funny nerve with you. And then you were mocking me.
Yeah, well, that's always true.
Can I ask a quick question?
Can you do that quickly?
Yeah. What's the George Carlin reference?
It just means we made it up because they didn't want to say swear to God.
You know, we can't really, he's very nervous. He has to have it. You have to have it back in the thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
It shouldn't be like that. No, I guess I have a problem. Yeah. I do. I used to try to deny it.
Oh, no, yeah. You could deny. That's why you have your socks catty corner to you.
No, I don't have that stuff.
I'm a guy. My new shtick is I bail midway during the joke. This guy knows what I'm talking about. He's wearing a. Oh, am I tired? I'm tired. Did you see the traffic? Did you see the traffic today on the 405?
Oh, what?
It's
happened?
Like, what happened? Did the message go out that? I'll tell you something. Politics is not the part. What? You're on the left. You're on the right. Does it really? I mean, who even cares about? Oh God, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired of writing. Right. Nixon's in the news again. Nixon just came out. Nixon just came out on DVD.
You know when they do that, they go, Nixon's in the... Like, yeah. They'll be like, oh, I saw... They do a 25-year-old joke about Nixon. Well, if he's in the news, what's the joke you wrote about what you saw in the news?
No, you go with the perennial. People just want to think it's current. I was thinking about Nixon recently.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And I was thinking about Reagan's first inaugural the other day. You know,
You know what he's talking about when somebody resurrects an old... Yeah.
Did you guys see that thing on NPR? Do you see that thing on...
I was watching TV Land.
Yeah.
Oh, remember Mary Tyler Moore? You remember, you've been doing the joke every night since it was on. Now, don't try to act like you're doing some fresh new slant on a show you just happened to stumble upon.
Well, I used to make fun of my friend Chip Chinnery, who's a good friend of mine.
You know what?
He's not a fan of yours. But he used to do a joke about Charlie Brown. Not a fan. More jokes, he says, about you. But he used to do a joke about Charlie Brown... And he would say, Charles, this joke was like, oh, Christmas is coming up. But then like halfway through the year, he would switch to, oh, we just had Christmas.
Yeah.
And then on June, whatever, he goes back to Christmas is coming up. He sets a reminder. But he doesn't really do that. I was just making fun of him because I first heard the joke. First heard the joke, it was in July.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
Are you going to do your, I hope I didn't get in the way of your 7-minute opening.
You know.
With
you
your station IDs.
You're lucky, you know what? We were voted number one by the Podcast Association of America.
I don't believe that for one second. There is so much. What's it called? Gratis? What is it called?
The Podcast Association.
No, when you pay off people, so much grout, so much graft in this. You have so much graft. I'm surprised you haven't got a skin condition.
You know what I thought? Well, you were saying that I thought that would make Jake laugh so hard because I know his sense of humor, but instead he's nervously finding a jingle, so I felt that he couldn't.
Calm and collected.
Did you get it?
No.
When you say you know his sense of humor, because I notice he doesn't laugh at anything
say.
Well, anything at all.
Let's get through this.
No, you're doing good, but I just think less funny, just slightly less funnier every year. It's not noticeable. It's not noticeable. It's not like you're coming out with holding the lyrics to your joke. What? You don't come out and say, I can't remember the lyrics.
Well, what do you, I got lost, but it's okay. Yeah. What are you? What, is this an impersonation of me you're doing?
I think I am.
Andy, I don't know if I should even try to do any of this
stuff. Do your stuff. I'm going to sit here like a regular human being.
No.
Without,
Andy, you're going to be, this is going to be, I want you to make me have a heart attack.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk like this. Hello, Todd. So glad for you to join us. Out of the closet, your favorite expression.
I don't like that. No, we'll edit that out. Edit that out. Seriously. I don't make any joke about the closet.
Todd took me aside one day.
I'm embarrassed.
I made one joke about the taking out of the closet. Don't take that out. If he's a real human being, he claims to be Mr. Honesty. He claims he can put up with anything.
I do not.
He says he takes them as he sees them. He says nobody gets inside his shorts without doing a thing. He took me aside one day. And he said, I said, it's a joke about out of the closet. You know, I'm very current with my gay material. So he takes me aside. He goes, look. I'm not kidding around. If you say one more time in reference to me that I'm out of the closet, I'm going to punch your fucking face in. I said, Todd, no. On the juggler. No. Todd. I'll fucking punch your face.
By the way, this is.
Punch your face in, and people won't even know you're a Jew.
That's what I said. Have you been. Oh my god. I know what I'm doing. I knew we needed that music. I'm the only one thinking on this show. I mean, you know, you're doing a good job over there. If anyone doesn't laugh at you, I start, like when I watch your show sometimes.
I'm very funny consistently.
And when I see people, Andy, this is a compliment, and then I want to move on and get the, what did you say?
Please,
I heard,
don't
you say
preface
something.
Everything by saying, Andy, I know who I am. Todd, yes, that is my name. What if I didn't say your name? Would you think I wasn't talking? What are you, a puppeteer? You know the guy's podcast. He's just making hand signals. Take that out. Put that in. Stick Hugh Fink's reaction to that over there.
Okay, don't play his intro. I was going to play your intro, but I thought, no.
Do it.
I want you to. I want.
Oh, please, now you got me wanting it. Play the intro. You edit this later, right? You edit it all down so it's nice and tight.
No,
nice tight 30.
The joke is,
podcast should never go over 1 hour and 9 minutes. That's a strict rule. Strict rule. Right?
Oh, God.
Come on, play my intro. Or play my outro. Which one you want? Am I working the mic right? Is this one of those swallow the mic deals?
I'm having convulsions. I don't know. I'm almost wanting.
Maybe it's the talcum powder. Okay, what do you want to know?
I was going to say something when
don't forget, get the intro queued up.
When I see people like at the show, you know, like that aren't enjoying as much as I am.
Can you be more general than that? When I see people at the show.
When I watch your show.
Oh, watching my show.
And I see people like in the corner that aren't enjoying it as much as I am. Some comedians, I could be like, oh, they don't like it. I do. I get it. But then they don't laugh at certain comedians. You're one of them. I start going, no bullshit. Like, what the fuck, really? How could you not be having such a fun time right now? Like, what's the disconnect? Well, of course you know. What are you going to argue with me? This is not a compliment you should give to someone. This is a shitty compliment, because what are you supposed to do?
Can you team me up for that joke you said you were going to team me up for?
What, Todd? What? Ow! 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 What's the matter? You're going crazy.
Wait, what is...
We're doing an old radio play. You went crazy because I'd said to you to tee up a joke, and you hate that more. Because if you don't know Todd behind the scenes, he's making cuts. Every 5 seconds, he's cutting one guy with this hand. He's telling the
You're
other guy...
You're talking about here, but this is what people...
Someone is cutting vinyl. There's a guy making a vinyl copy of the show in another part of the room.
You're claiming that I boss people around, like, silently.
No, I'm just joking.
No, don't make jokes, Andy. You know the last time somebody made a joke?
He punched him in the face.
Adolf Hitler. You thought that was a joke? Adolf Hitler. That's right.
People are afraid to say it.
Would you like to overuse this today's show? We pick one thing and we'll just Family Guy the fuck out of it.
Do you think that's public domain, Francis Scott Keys?
No, I pay for it.
Are you kidding me? The Happy Birthday women own it.
How about that? You can't play the Happy Birthday song. Yeah. Guess what? Who fucking wants to?
First of all, they've made about $7 trillion.
A lot of people.
Right? They made $7 trillion. And they haven't even supplied all the words to the song. You have to say, "Dear Schminky." If it was such a great song, you go, happy birthday to the one who's enjoying their thing. Happy birthday. Why every time you have to stop the momentum? So we have to find out who the hell we're wishing a happy birthday. Nobody wants to be there. Oh, who is his name? Harold. Not Sir Howard. Harold.
Happy birthday. I knew it was your birthday.
You can't do this. You're going to have to
pay. I don't give a shit. I'm a rebel, but with putting songs that I don't pay money for. Play the fucking birthday song. I don't give a fuck.
I like the way Todd's like, they're not listening to my show. The birthday girls.
Which birthday girls?
The two women. It couldn't even one person couldn't write that song. They had to bring in reinforcements. Two ladies wrote it. First of all, my energy's way up, and I'm saying nothing funny.
You're saying
I'm like I'm working
funny.
A huge room.
No, you're fine.
All right, let's move it along. I'm sorry.
Should I do this?
Yes.
But now, I feel like the minute I do it, I feel like I am trying to set up for a bad comedy team right now. But I feel you're going to tell me to do
it. Don't tell these nice people that you have not prepared the opening to the show.
Listen, here's what I feel. To George Carlin, here's what I feel. If I do this opening, the minute I do it, you're going to start making fun of me. So I think I have to just be okay with that.
I promise you that I will not do that. I'm not that kind of guy anymore.
And this is what I feel.
I took aversion training.
This is the comedy team. This is what comedy teams some do. Like yeah, they would took, be like, "Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't trust you, Andy."
Like some comedy, we're already better than 49% of the comedy team just by the fact that we're having the conversation. Because they're all like, "How are you today?" I am good. Would you like to play a song? Okay, and maybe that was not the best impression.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, you're right. Why is that? That there can't be two people that? Well, somebody will.
Well, because one person can't make enough money in comedy. Why are you doubling it? You know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
You know what? Oh, why don't we get a book? Why don't we have a quartet of humor?
Book us on the road.
Yes. Oh, I'd love to split $200 a night for the rest of my life. We'll have to write a pamphlet that we sell after the show. I like the way I say something not that good, and then I lean back and just like acknowledge how wonderful it was. Woo! Okay, Ty, I'm going to tell you. Please do the opening to the show. Now,
I'm going to stop great fun to do this.
No, this could be fun, though. You wrote it.
No, I didn't write it.
You told me you spent 3 hours on it.
I love this is the theme tonight. You told me.
And you went to Robert McKee's house.
I caught you, Andy. You're doing the same. I know. You do the same joke you did before.
No, question about it. There's no question about it. I have about 2 minutes of material, and all I do is I change the inflection.
You know
topic.
The other one was? Todd came over to me, and he said.
Yeah, I've done that so many times. Todd's like, everybody thinks Todd's like easygoing. He once kicked me in the head and hit me with a bullet. Trying to think, what would be violent? Hit me with a baseball bat over the hoo-hoo. Just for not using the proper handkerchief.
That's what I did.
Are you going to play intro music? Do you have an intro thing for me?
I do.
Because I would be happy to hear it. And then I'm going to go away, folks. I'll be back in a few minutes. I'd like to introduce Todd Glass to do the opening of his own show. Todd, take it away, but let me count down 5, 4, 3.
You think we should play the opening to the show?
Whatever you think is best.
What about this?
What am I, Freddy the Corvida? Do that first.
Can I just do?
Yeah. God. Don't be self-conscious. This is what happens in show business.
No. No, not yet. Not yet, though. Okay. I'm going to do it. I'm stupid for doing this. Let me just point that out. It's going to stop everything, but I want to say it.
No, it won't. This is going to be where you take it to the next level.
Okay. Brett? Send some money in on PayPal.
Did you make an announcement?
I'm going, Brett sent some money from PayPal.
Do that, yes.
I know, I got to go through
this. You can't punch up every sentence in the world.
You know, Brett, thank you. Why don't you say thank you to Brett? I mean, if the guys listen to the podcast, Andy Kindler, take a second to go, you know, these people send their heart. I don't send money when I watch it on television, shit I enjoy. But these
people. You shouldn't send money to NBC. I keep telling you that. It comes on the cable system. Pay your cable bill instead of sending individual money. Dear NBC, here's $12 for The Voice.
You don't get that they don't need the money. Because you're listening to the podcast, so you think.
I'm not going to watch Jimmy Fallon. How much just to watch The Voice?
Brett, Andrew,
You know, I try to talk about this. Oh, hold on. It's the last thing I'll talk about. Oh, yeah. I want you to try to talk about this, so let me rip through this, okay? I heard a great comment. I love when someone takes something that if I get one email, Todd, that was a fun show. Guess what's going to happen? I'm going to do this shit for 5 minutes, and we're going to go back. So it's all good. I'm telling myself that.
Can you make two sentences that connect? Just two sentences that connect.
Don't interrupt.
I mean, have a little two sentences back to back.
Don't interrupt.
Of one, of which the first sentence
show me a little respect
sets up
in front of
the guys
here. I know what you're doing.
Here's what you just said. Look, this guy sends an email. Look, I know people, they send an email and they think of it. When?
Oh, that's what I do.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're
no,
done.
Well, yeah, no, look, and I know what people are going to say. They say one guy. And so anyway, people, should I rip through this? I'm doing this so you can comment on it later, but don't look. Maybe I shouldn't do it. Okay, go. This isn't material. It's not material. It's not material. When I say the guy's name, I'm not saying that. That part's
can
not
I
funny.
Can I tell you the sad part about that? You was a part where you were doing me, and I thought, that is what I do.
That's all you do.
Well, because I heard myself going, okay, let me get through it. Okay, maybe I'll go. Just fucking do it.
I am. That's why.
To me, I'm
to
saying.
To me, it's hard for me to be around other people.
I listen.
I see through everybody's comedy, man. Like Hedberg. Oh, I get it. You're going to say something hilarious. Case closed.
Listen.
That was like, I love Hedberg, but all right. Everything died. All right, let's bring it
Justin down. Ledlow, his girlfriend, Sloan, had her birthday last week. So that he said her girlfriend died of, I'm not going to read the whole letter, but he said she died of picking shit out of her pussy.
I'm glad I missed that show.
Oh, you know what, Andy? It was
a fun that was
show.
Dirty.
It was
dirty.
A dedication to all the dead comedians. That way you can't see.
You mean dead inside?
Okay,
which
listen.
Would include.
Oh, my God. I'll list them.
Go ahead. I'm not scared. Except
I'm not
a couple
scared.
Of the. I will not make fun of anybody I think will beat me up.
I think about that.
I've broken that rule a couple of times.
You've broken.
Yeah, I made fun of a couple of people that could beat me up. Everyone can beat me up. I'm saying will beat me up.
Yeah, that's where you got to. Oh, you're right. There's
a
different
happen.
Level. There's
happen.
Can beat you up. There's ton, but then you go no, the one that you they really might. You got to be careful.
Yeah, I'll be walking down.
Do
the street.
Do you take
all
that into consideration?
Yeah, I'll be walking down the street. All of a sudden, hey, Happy Gilmore. This boom.
Have you, I bet you. I, the rumor
Why would
has
Adam
it.
Sandler say that before he hit me now? Hey, funny people, this. Now, what's the last thing he did? What are Gore? What are the ones?
Jack and Jill.
Hey, how about a grown up sandwich?
No, who says that? How'd you like a grown up sandwich? They make a fist. I listen.
He
listen.
Has to say what he just did that you couldn't see.
Sure, I do.
Rip through that.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, you've already started.
No, yeah, I have two more. What's Andy Blahi Nah? Andy Bahina. Bahina? Oh,
yeah,
my
Andy
God,
Bahina.
I was serious.
He sent you an email.
Do you guys, you haven't switched to the computers yet?
Andy, no, we do.
Print stuff out.
Please. Andy Bahina, how you doing? Hey, just the fact that I couldn't say your name, that was sick tits, because that was real. I wrote it phonetically, but then I forgot, so I'm here. Andy Bahina. It's Andy Bahina.
This sounds like early Wolfman Jack tonight.
All right, here's last one before the one that will
he
be actually.
He sent you an email about dump cakes.
Yeah, he did. Listen, you got enough, Andy. I heard
it. What is it, Dynamics Night?
I heard a phrase that I liked. You know when people say, and I like when someone says something that I've been thinking and they just clean it up. And it makes sense, and it's crisp, and it's clear. And, you know, when they say, well, people have their religious beliefs, and that's me and you know. But I'm saying you hear that a lot. Can you tell people they have religious beliefs? Are you allowed to tell people that
right.
people have religious beliefs? Here's what this guy said. I was watching him on, you know what, I forget what news show it was. But he fucking he carried himself well and said things that were like, he goes, you know what, I'm going to put it into sort of the way he said it, too. It sounded a lot like me, maybe. This
more,
is exactly
more build,
what he said.
More build up to this.
He goes, don't take... Yeah, you know what? It's worth all this build up. Don't take the now I'm nervous, so I'm going to probably ruin it. Because
no,
you're making me nervous.
I screwed
you don't
it up.
Care.
I screwed it up.
Well, because you know you're really making me...
Carl ended up? Is that what you say?
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. I love it because we're still going to say it and everyone's going to go, you know what? Todd was right.
This is what it's all about.
Thank you. Okay, don't take the shabby garment of hatred and bigotry and try to dress it up as religious freedom. I like that. Don't take the shabby garment of hatred and bigotry and then try to dress it up as religious freedom. So I like that because it says to those people, you can't tell people that they can't have the religious beliefs. Yes, you can. Now,
wait,
get the fuck away.
That, which side is that person on? I can't tell.
They're defending people that try to do... You shut the fuck up.
Wait,
you
are
know.
They defending having religious beliefs or are they defending being able to say... Is the person saying don't say you're
for the
they're
people
religious
that say,
the when
people
they're
that,
just terrible things?
Yeah, when they use religion to go, it's our religious beliefs. Well, you can make anything your religious belief and that's still illegal.
Right.
And also when they have stores, he said, yeah. He goes, well, can you tell people who they can... He goes, yes, we've moved past that. He said there's public...
Do you
accommodation
leave the,
laws.
Is this leave the last word out of every sentence, Knight?
Public accommodation. Forget that. Forget that. Okay, here's the one you're going to want to talk about. Right. Brett.
I like that. I'm going to want to talk about that
Who's
last
that?
One.
What did Brett Haviland? Did you really?
I have, but you don't want to get me started on the whole angry atheist, so maybe we won't go there.
That's the opening. I'm not an angry atheist.
No, but I mean, there are people, but I talk about it on every show.
Oh.
I have a line of fortune cookies about it.
You'll love this then. Okay, I got...
Hold on.
I just cleared my voice into the microphone.
His name was... And Andy, I don't want to have... I don't want to say anything that...
What are you, Red Skelton? What are you doing? What are you taking... I haven't seen him in so much physical comedy since... Take it away, Tom.
Andrew. This is to Andrew. So I want you to be nice to this person, but then also I want to know your honor. You might go, I've never even thought of this. I try to guess everything that might have happened, and then I have the conversation. So he writes me a very nice email, like to the point when you go, you almost don't want to respond, but yet I thought it was an interesting – I did think it was an interesting topic. He's talking – he's a cab driver, and a lot of the cab drivers are fed up with Uber. So
right.
And they feel they don't have to follow the same laws as they do. So anyway, look, I'm not writing the rules, but I'm going to discuss this because I thought, like, now this doesn't mean it's you. There's always the exception. But I'm wondering even if he would agree with what I'm about to say. When Uber came along and all those cab drivers were upset, the first thing I did think, now look, if they should be following different rules, okay. But granted, that's not what took the business away from cabs. Even if you were the percentage of cab drivers that were friendly, when I mean friendly, you're not scared of them.
Right.
You get into a cab, like a guy takes the time to say hi to me. Then you go your way and I'll go mine. And 20% of the time, 25%, you got that. You're just a cool guy. But even if you got that, and you usually didn't, along came things the cab drivers had no control over, but we still had to deal with. No air in the back. Can't get air in the back. You know what? I bet now that Uber's popular, I guarantee you 2 years from now, they'll fucking figure out how to get air in the back and stop the dividers not at the ground so there's more leg room. They're going to figure it out. But guess what? Before that, they smelled, they were dirty, they were hot, they were gross. And along comes a company. Even if you were the 10% that kept your cab clean and were decent, you got to acknowledge, or whatever it was, that I fucking love Uber. And I don't know, should I not like it because it's putting cab drivers out of business?
Well, Uber is owned by the Martians, and they are taking over.
I said just made sense?
What you said makes sense. Well, I'm different.
You can only talk
you.
If you agree.
I'm different than you because I'm more open-minded. I have a better acceptance of other people. But, I see things from both sides. I don't go off on my own stuff that really is based on my own feelings about myself. You don't feel clean.
Andy.
You don't feel like you're not getting any air in the back. That's all coming from you.
I'm not going to feel bad about this when I lay down at night. I preface that for the cab drivers that did everything they could, they still couldn't change their cabs, the design of them and all that. But then, you know, for the ones that were friendly, I feel bad because it blows. Yeah, I know there's a person and they don't have income and they're scared shitless and I'm not. But are they able to step back through the shitty situation if you're in that business and go, didn't we get ourselves here? You know, people don't tend to think there's a fortune being made in something that's running great and everyone's getting treated great. They go into a situation where they go, oh, we could do better than that. Look at them.
Right. But here's the argument. The only argument against it is that I've had pretty good experience with cab drivers, but I know that my wife is like, you know, some of them, many of people like in the world drive like with the accelerator, you know, the on, the fast, the slow. So there's always like a different, and I have been in terrible, I mean, just terrible cab rides.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But here's the thing. The argument for the cat people is that they do have, like, they do background checks on people. They go through certain procedures. Like, you may not like the cab driver, but maybe he's not going to, you know, they're saying he's been checked out. He's not, he didn't kill four people.
Doesn't Uber do that?
Well, I don't know what they do. I'm saying that's the argument. They have to go through, certain things, like through the city or through the state, that these other people don't have to go through. So I think that's what their argument would be.
Right. That, and also, I'd like to know the answer to that, because that's a good argument.
And also, 10 years ago, in general, nobody was doing – you couldn't do an Uber 10 years ago with, you know, this guy's 5 minutes away. And so all the GPS has gotten better, but I do think that I see how it's hard to argue against it in a way, because if it does work and it is more pleasant and all.
Well, like I said, if it means they have to follow – if they have to follow some more rules, guess what? It's still not going to stop them. That might make it real easy for them, but they're going to figure it out. They're not just going to fold if someone goes, all right, the deal with Uber now is they have to do more background checks. People will do the background checks, and they'll become Uber drivers.
Yeah, I mean, generally, I have a lot of money invested in the taxi business.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that.
Remember when the dot-com crash re-crashed?
I made this. Because I knew you were coming on the show.
That really...
the worst thing in the world.
No. The fact that you think...
That cost me money.
No, the fact that you think I'm boring. You can just tell me I'm boring. You don't have to go through a 16-track recording.
If I thought you were boring, would I make you this? No. His intro.
Was he the world's worst director of music? Can't get the cuts you want?
Play the intro.
Oh, is that a joke? You really did want the thing again.
No, right? I
want
to play your intro. I hope you like it. Would you like live drums?
Whatever you want.
Well, we'll see.
There's a new guest on the show today, and we hope that he will enjoy his stay. Listeners, they pass the time away listening to the show. You've heard his state of the industry address.
You know, he does his homework.
Insult with the best. And he's here now, sitting with Todd Glass. Brings his A game every time. The listeners say, Andy, you're a fine guest. What a good guest you will be. Now you're here on the Todd Glass Show with everybody. He's ready to throw down. And the third thing, maybe Andy's found. He always finds his bits.
La 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 la.
He came.
He has a hard time rhyming.
On a winter's day, bringing comedy from his home in LA to this podcast. I hope he's here to stay. Here on the Todd Glass Show.
Hey, we have the phone voice. I guess it's a real show, right, people?
That is.
I hope you're fucking happy.
Well, let me tell you something.
I hope you're fucking happy.
I would give 2 days of my life away if I could somehow eliminate that Uber conversation we had. That's all I'm saying.
How dare you?
I mean, your thing was good. You know what I'm saying? It was like a textbook
Eddie,
a textbook that. Debate format. But then me going on for 8 minutes. Well, on the other hand,
you don't have any soul.
I don't care about it.
You don't have soul. You don't want to talk about it.
Where's
that
my
stuff.
Money? Where's my back end?
You're a guy. See, the truth is, to George Carlin, I don't want to even comedically say that you don't have a soul. Like, because I know you talk about that stuff, you know, about the all the time, and we get into a deep conversations. Because I could never be friends with someone that just could be silly. But couldn't also
right.
But on here, you won't do it. You leave me to dry.
I'm deep. Look.
I know what you're doing.
I don't
doing.
Want that. Your average viewer or listener to your podcast is a guy like who thinks Slinky is fun. who could sit around. You could have put a baseball card in the spoke of a bicycle. Listen and record that. Listen to that for an hour and a half. They don't want
that's to, my audience.
That's your audience. Yeah, your audience is. Remember I said I heard some actual crickets here. Here's 15 minutes of that. You know, they don't. You know what I'm saying? It's simple. It's to the point. But when you start, you get into these deep topics, you know, my crowd.
Your crowd. Do they come with, now? So your audience knows you're going to be on the show, so they're listening too.
I just made the whole thing up. Not only did I make it all up, but during your comeback, I lost all the energy for the
thank
best.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I know that feeling.
So
Guess what?
I even forgot what my part. What was my part? Oh, your crowds are like people who say, oh, I see. It's look at that cloud for the next hour and 20 minutes. That's your people. You want the TV on? No, I'm good. Just staring aimlessly into space.
Oh, and then and then they like my show too.
Yeah. Oh, or I'll listen to Todd Glass. Either one. Oh, how much longer is that paint going to dry? Because I want to schedule the whole afternoon.
That's how boring. First of all, let's separate the insult that comparing it to my show is bad. How about that person just on their self? They want to plan their afternoon. Yeah. How long is that being going to
Yeah, they
dry?
Can't. Yeah, look, when I'm in the car, I can't. I can only focus on the driving. So what I don't want anything distracting me. So I'll put on a Todd Glass podcast. I'll put on Zamfir. I'll put on things that
they would. People might if they wanted to get a massage, they would play my podcast to put them to sleep during the massage.
Your audience are the people who don't want a happy ending to a massage. That went too far. But it was absurd.
Not.
It was absurd.
Do I look like you do? What do I look? My head hurts.
It's killing me.
Come on.
Is that the way that joke goes?
All right, I'm glad.
Is that the way it goes? My head hurts. Does your head hurt?
Yes.
It's killing me. Hey, what's your sleep number? My wife is a 5. I'm a 7. What are we going to do about it?
Play this country music, and we could do a sleep member bed ad, maybe. Okay. Maybe not. I don't feel it.
Boy, you do a lot of pre-interviewing.
Andy Kindler's our guest, huh? All of a sudden, our show's great, right?
Yeah.
That's what I do. All through the night. Talking to the comedian strolling through in Nashville here in the Comedy Corner.
Yes, sir.
Tonight.
You don't even have a point of view.
You know what?
You're here in Nashville at the Comedy Corner? What is that?
I couldn't think of anything. And also, you know what's great about when I do bits on the show?
Yeah.
If you're not feeling it, like sometimes you start this whole thing and you're like, okay, I'm done. But I had such high intentions of that, the thing we were just going to do.
I know. And that's the interesting thing about comedy. No, it's true because there are the people who can reproduce it every night and they do it the same way every time. And we call those people successful. With us, I'm done. I'm done with whatever that was.
Can you, okay.
Do you have different segments in the show? Now it's time for Sports Corner. Bobby from Jacksonville wanted to know what I thought about Dwayne Reed's contract. Is he going to leave the Heat? Will Dwayne Reed leave the Heat at the end of the year? And what about? I can't remember the name right now. Oh, LeBron James. How many is he going to get? Today on Sports Corner.
That's what it does sound like. If you don't follow sports and you flip. Sometimes I listen just because I like to hear them arguing.
Yeah.
But I have no. But you're basically. You're 90%. Did they think of the contract?
Well, there's always like this. And it's like, okay, today, next hour, who are the two greatest? So then everybody goes, I would put LeBron. You're not putting LeBron in there.
Right, exactly.
You kidding me over Magic?
Ask me. I'll be the caller.
Over the next hour, the two greatest basketball players of all. You have to pick two. Line 6, what do you got?
Hold on. I'm
going to say you have to put Wilt Chamberlain in there.
Are you kidding me?
Wilt Chamberlain is better than
Michael Jordan to you? Get out of here. Get out of here with that. Get out of here. Wilt Chamberlain couldn't even hit a foul shot.
Hold on. I want you to
give him some music to go to commercial, too. So just keep taking. Yeah. Just do the same thing over and over again. Whenever you ask me, you feel the other way. So you ask questions, and then whatever they say, you're going to start arguing. Do we have anything?
Line 6, what's your take?
Yeah, love the show. You gotta put Wilt Chamberlain
in there.
Are you
insane? Wilt Chamberlain, you take away his height? He's nothing. That guy's 4'5". That guy was 5'2" and did not have any basketball ability. The guy wouldn't even play in the NBA, Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah,
wait, I didn't ask you what was your favorite old-timey guy.
The problem is,
I know so little about
line eight, what do you think of the Cougars? The Cougars' chances at the Big 12?
There's no chance at all. They're not going to do it.
Get out of here! What are you smoking over there? The Cougars? Oh, they haven't won the last seven top eights.
They always know so much. Like you think, you know what I do? Whoever speaks last, I think, knows more. I go, oh, yeah, that does make sense. And the other guy goes, yeah, but if you take that down and you put it towards the point average, I'm like, oh, that's why
yeah,
it
no,
looks
but
like
they,
that.
They all got into the gym. Everybody got into the Jim Rome thing of like, yeah, oh, you tell Poway Jim there's – I can't even remember what I was going to say.
All righty.
Hey, listen, last
you know what? Anybody in the studio know what I'm talking about? They have that Jim Rome and people call in. They have a take, but it's like they've written it down almost.
Oh, no.
The only way the Celtics are going to go six games are okay. Look, folks,
you're fine.
We're going to.
Are you
remove.
Comfortable?
I make a nice living.
Are you?
Say, Andy, you're a fine Andy kid.
I want you to play that. I'm not joking around 50 times before we end.
Let me tell you something.
Don't tell. What?
Okay, sorry.
You think we're getting?
No. I just thought I was practicing my interjecting.
Are you? Are you happy? Are you unhappy? Are you happy right now?
I make a. am I happy?
You want to do the same joke?
Happy, happy, ha ha, or happy strange? Of course, I'm happy. First of all, I have a thriving career. People would kill to just get me to shut up.
People would kill to get you to shut up.
I go on the road.
Shut up. You gotta let me. Yeah, people would kill to have me shut up. It's self-realization in the middle of a compliment to yourself. My career. Let me tell you something. People would kill to watch me.
I have a thriving career. You kidding me? Got two wins and it's over.
I want to ask you so much about certain things, but I'm afraid.
Are we on a I can't tell. Are we doing on a commercial? Are you playing like a thing of music now?
Yeah, I always play. Yeah, we'll be right back. You're enjoying Andy Kindler. And here's one we pulled out from the old vault. Here we go.
Now, I don't move too fast, and my talk is kind of slow.
No, I have an idea. Turn that off. We're going to smoke a little more.
Okay.
And we're going to get all the lights dark in here, and we're going to listen to that song and just have a fun get into it. Does that sound good? Will you do that?
Don't tell those people. Don't tell the good people.
Well, maybe me and you should be a comedy. By the way, no joking around.
I can't take the cut and pay.
You go right to that.
I don't have four hours a day to go with you to the club to have them adjust the table pegs. This is too white. This will flash in the thing.
Wait, what does you that mean? Why is that have anything
table
to do with
the comedy
too
team?
Why does that have anything to do with the comedy team?
Oh, I got in. I got in, Todd.
No, really?
No. What is that? You're going to ask me what the current sentence has to do with something previously? You're going to do that?
How dare I? How dare I, right? Okay, here's...
We're gonna go take a break, then the lights are going to go down, and then we're going to see if we can do this...
I just want you to...
Like an isolation tank.
Enjoy it with the audience. It's fun. We do it sometimes.
I'm into it.
Oh, and then what we also... I want you to get... Are you allergic to whipped cream?
To success?
Yes.
No.
Is that the name of your book?
What does that mean?
Is that the name of your book?
Yeah, Allergic to Success.
That's what you should call your book.
The Problems Inside...
Hey, I could call my book that too. No offense.
The Problems Inside Me by Andy Kindler. It's not them. It was me.
Is it me, folks? After all.
You know what? The crowds were right. By Andy Kindler.
I go old school.
You're a fine guest. What a good guest. You will be Andy Kindler. Now you're here on the Todd Glass Show with everybody.
Tell everybody. Oh, no, I like to come back in better than that. I hate abrupt comebacks.
So come back in smooth. you hate abrupt things.
Tell everybody what you were saying. Well, we were taking an honest break about how I steal things from people that are here.
It's unbelievable. So, first of all, I get very attached to my pens. I have two kind of I have two kinds of pens. This is my grade A pen, and then my grade B pen, which I gave Todd because I, you know, you never know. Someone like that, don't get too comfortable with your belongings. So first he writes something down. Then he makes a motion like he's going to hand it back to me. Then he writes some more. And then all of a sudden, ba-boom, it gets not placed, thrown into some kind of a bag that he keeps below the table when he takes items.
I didn't
he
see
takes
that.
People's
Can
items.
I tell you? So what Andy's saying, because I don't think people understood, I borrowed a pen from him and he thought it looked like I was handing it back. He went to get it and I went to write more. And he's like, ugh. Then finally, I don't even put it back. I throw it.
It's
not my bag.
Level.
It's where I keep my pen. So I forgot I had your pen. It wasn't like I went, oh, I'll get Andy's pen and put it down here so he'll forget about
right,
it.
Right, but then, you know, it's like, oh, does anybody have a wallet?
Let me hand it to you like a gentleman.
You know what? Let's leave it here because you might need it again.
No, I don't want it there.
No, you said you could have
it. But you said I do that with a lot of stuff. Yeah. Oh, is that a chapstick? I heard you when I was in the bathroom. I was laughing.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Who's got? Oh, do you have mints? Oh, let me throw that into another area. Anybody have a meal replacement bar? You have two? Okay, let me look at it, examine it, and throw it into another area. Oh, anybody have a comb? Just a simple comb.
Oh, nice.
We've never met, have we? This comb has never been out of your possession. Let me throw that into a different. Anybody?
And that's how I slowly steal
things. I'm
doing
a bit about cocaine.
No, you're
from
not.
The 80s. Does anybody have any? Okay, boom. Throw into another bag.
Do you feel you're good enough?
I'm ready for more. Is anyone that hash oil? Hash oil? Does anyone have hash oil? Oh, we did? Boom, another level. is this all you're going to edit around this, too?
No, this is gold.
Oh, okay.
What? Play that song. I really like it. We'll be right back with the Todd Glass Show. 8:45, 8:45. It's the only thing I can say. Where the hits, just keep on coming. K-Earth 101, Hot Shot Terry Parker. We'll be back. We'll be back with more. They're just growlers. They're great. I love it in a way.
You know.
That's good shit.
I thought I had something there for a second.
Did we get that French song? We never did. The one we kept playing over and over again last week. That happy birthday French song. No?
Hey, we're a regular Cheech and Cheech.
All right.
Hey. You and me, we're like an Abbott and Abbott. Hey, Todd, let me stop you for a second. You know what we are?
What?
We're like a Laurel and someone lost track of Hardy.
Did you?
Shemp.
Let me play.
Just Shemp.
That's both of us?
Shemp.
We go out of Shemp.
It's what I call a non sequitur and what you call punchlines. You know, that's just me, normal language. Like, oh, yeah, I would like a drink. But for you, an anecdote.
Play this, see if it brings back any memories.
All of a sudden, you're a storyteller.
You said you wrote
this song. I'll never forget. It's about seven. The first time I did it, it was Jewish. That was my first submission. So they said, I don't understand. What are you going to talk about? What's happening with you? Someone took a matzo ball, threw it on my shoe. I don't know. I wear the pastrami. Hey, stop it with the eating. Jew. Hey, you're a Jew. What's the matter, Jew? Can't you be a Jew? Not so bad. What are you doing, Jew? You?
Oh my God!
My name is Bernie. I saw him in the shul. Hey, what's with you, Jew? What are you going to do? I ran out of a dreidel. Throwing something Jewish.
Can I tell you? Pause this. We tried to get a good karaoke version of this, and it was very hard. So we're working with a shitty one, but I still think it's good.
You have spared every expense for production.
Play the original again.
You have not put one dime into research, into making things happen. What do you mean you're working on it? What does working on it mean? What do you have, a segment producer? Who's trying to, look, we have a, right now, we have a very bad karaoke. We're talking with the rights. We're talking with the Shut Up or Your Face people. It's his own company. Hello, Shut Up or Your Face. Why, don't tell me. Don't tell me that. I'm called Shut Up or Your Face. That's not a nice thing. How can I help you? Shut Up or Your Face. Shut Up or Your Face. What? How can I help you? Oh, what's the matter, you? Hold, please. What's the matter, you industries? Shut up on your face, division. Yeah, shut up your face merch store. What can I do you? We're out of the coasters.
Oh God.
We have your shut up your face mittens.
Hold on. Play the original one for a second. Shut up your face. The original one.
Which one? What's
I want to hear the real. I want to hear the version. You say that these. So I think people should hear the one that became famous.
Except the limitations.
It's bad right away.
What is it? Can I ask a question? I'm not somebody who. I'm not Steve Allen, where I analyze each lyric as if the person. It wasn't written as a lyric. Yeah. But what is he saying there? What happened at the beginning of that song?
Can I tell you something? I swear to George Carlin, I wanted to know the same thing, and I'm glad you prefaced it the way you did, but because you prefaced it that way, I thought, oh, now I can't do it because you go, I'm not Steve Allen. You know what I mean? You go, I'm not Steve Allen, but I'm glad there was the but because I get it. Dissecting a song, even as a comedians did that in the 80s. Yeah. Okay, but guess what? Could you, for $1 million...
What's happening in that first verse?
What's happening in that first verse?
Break
it down like you're just explaining what the situation is.
All right, let's play the first verse again.
Maybe not a million. 10,000. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Shut up in your face. Okay. Pause it. Okay, I tell you the truth. I really tried hard. I think I could try harder to find some through line, but I'm not there at all, hardly.
I think I
want to try again.
I think it is.
He's okay. He's
Let's
like
hear
a,
it again. Let's hear it again one
okay,
more time.
I'm getting that he's both sad for the person, they're sad, mm-hmm. and he's angry at them.
What do you think?
I think that's this guy's sad and he doesn't want to be, so it's showing it on his face. So he's just not telling him to shut up, but he's like, shut up your face. Stop making your face move in that way.
Interesting take. It could be. Might be reading something to.
So you're the one in the group that takes charge, like you know the right answer. That's close. Wait,
I didn't want to make you think. No, I didn't want to do a bit where anybody but you talks. I go, what do I want to hear him for? That wasn't my bit.
No, you don't do that.
I was doing the interesting take as if we're at a book reading all of a sudden. Folks, here's the situation. A lot of people don't laugh at my stuff. They don't have enough information about it. Now you know all. You make the decision. I provide the material. You make the call.
What do you think it was?
All right, let's do it one more time.
Okay.
I got to hear one more time.
Do it one more time. Don't listen to it silly. Listen to it for real.
Like a story. Like someone's coming in and relating something that just happened to them.
Well, this happens somewhere. Oh, every song is about a situation.
Okay, so it's happening right now.
Okay, this is happening right now.
Okay. What's the matter, you? Hey, got the door to slay. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. I got it. Pause. Here's the thing. They're going into a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and it's probably a terrible restaurant, but he picked the place, and the guy's got the sour face on, right?
Who was the sour face?
The guy who shut up his face. That guy. Look. What's the matter with you? This is a nice place. Why are you looking so sad?
Yeah.
Look around. Shut up your face.
Oh, the guy
Don't
that
pretend
comes
it's
in,
not a good thing.
The guy that comes in is acting like the restaurant is beneath
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's like, oh my God. Why are we here?
Oh, let's hear it again now. What's Right? Can we listen? I'm not even joking. For the, just listen a little more of it.
Sure.
I want to see what happens. I know this could be a silly thing to do, but I, you know, I'm enjoying it. I really. Okay.
Gonna be a bigger star. Gonna make TV shows and the movies. Get a brand new car. But still, I be myself. I never change a thing. Always love to dance and to sing. I think about the mama. She said, what's the matter, you? Not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
You do shut up. He says that to everybody.
Repeat that chorus again. You need more information. Hey, one more time with that.
Shut up for your face.
Well, here we are on the countdown, the big television show. Expensive, a big budget to show. Got the best accordion player we could find in Australia. Molly Meltzer on the flame accordion.
The best piano player.
No.
From Australia.
That's a great joke. The best organ guy from Australia.
But now, folks, all
you have
to sing is a song, right? You probably already know it. But you're watching the television, the words are going to come on, they shut up in your face. Then everybody sings, what's the matter you? Hey!
This guy thinks he's the first person who ever did the Italian accent. He doesn't. He thinks, oh, no one walks around going, I want a pizza pie. I want the pizza pie. Oh, I never heard the person. I never heard someone that talk like this.
What's that ball doing on my show?
I talk like this.
Hey.
Hey.
What's the matter,
hey,
you?
Who wants the, who likes the spaghetti? I made the balls. Hey, listen to me. Look, the people go, oh, I never heard. Oh.
What's the matter with you? Why you have to look so upset all the time? Would it hurt you once in a while to just say you're having fun? I don't like. I didn't like what I did with it.
That thing that you just did.
Pause. What happened to the karaoke thing that one that you played before?
I'm getting it right now.
It's very hard to pull up stuff. You know, we're not in a a clear channel rocket ship studio.
No, where, Jake?
Where he's got like a 30 track situation. God, I have my gotta go to ad lib workshop.
I think you're doing great.
Oh, really?
Best ad libber I've ever seen.
You better cut this down. This better be 4 minutes. How's it going?
Oh, Andy.
Plug my dates, and I'm out of here.
That's all you. You think that would be the meat of
just
your
plug
meat.
My dates.
So right now, if you plug your dates, everything before this, edit that out.
That's all people remember is the ending.
Remember the thing? How did we have it before? Oh, I was looking forward so much. You know why? I'm going to be honest. The reason I want to find it so bad is because I liked it so much to watch you sit there and make up your own versions of it. Now we
look in such a mess. What you says us all? He sounds like this is the great that this has been named the greatest song of the entire world to that point, and that he's on some TV. He's on a TV show with it. And everybody's
know.
Like, oh, I can't, but what's his version going to be? What's going on with that guy? Hey.
I'm so happy right now. Are you happy that you got it?
Hey.
Are you happy? What you said for Christmas, you wanted Andy Kindler to do karaoke.
I don't understand. It's very confusing to me. Oh, what are you going to do? I said, what do you think you're doing? That was my chair. I just went to the restroom. Why are you sitting in the thing that you... I believe that's my coat. I don't have my ticket.
That would be another thing that's going to happen.
You were telling me, what are you doing? No, stop looking at soda, looking at soda, look at my back of pain. Everybody thinks that this is a funny voice.
Ay, 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 ay,
it's a high, ay, 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 ay.
Can you do it?
Oh, we have it here, the best accordion player in Namibia.
In me.
What are you going to think? This is how we wrote the song, all right? Just throwing stuff.
waiting what's up there.
What's it? What? You? If we couldn't think about what? Hey, even if I can't come up with great lyrics, who doesn't love this song? It's
and you
a catchy
know, right.
melody. It
hey,
writes itself. Hey,
who what do you
hey, hey, all you need is this. Hey, that was him. That was him in the studio. Come on now, everybody. A pop, pop, pop. Come on, give it to me. Pop, pop. Take it again, Paisano.
La da 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 da. You don't even need to have any words. You just sing the rhythm. It's such a good song. Everybody's having a good time.
Hey, Parmigiano Reggio.
Ah, Parmigiano Reggio. Hey.
Who wants some prosciutto?
Who's not having fun right
Who
now?
Who likes prosciutto?
Yeah. You're making people listen to whatever you say. I haven't seen you since last Christmas. How's your wife and kids?
I haven't seen
What's
you
since last Christmas.
Huh. This song appealed to the polka crowd. The polka crowd was into this. People who like fast waltzes like this song. The people who hate music love this song. The people who can't stand comedy love this song.
But why, how do I like it ironically or do I like it for real?
You look.
Don't insult
it.
It
is fantastic.
Oh, thank
if it didn't exist. It has brought us hours of joy.
How do you, seriously?
Right.
How do you really categorize music like this? If you're enjoying it and it's fun, and if you were at a bar and it was 2:30 in the morning and they were playing it, I'd be in a good mood.
Right.
So what do you say
you
about
say
it?
It's,
is it good?
You say,
seriously, want a goddamn answer, Kim?
Why do you have to compare experiences? Why can't experience just be what the experience was?
Because I like my experience.
What's the matter with you, tired? You overanalyze everything. You do a bit, and you edit out the start, and then you say, let's go back and do it again. And then, oh, no, 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 no. Now this part will bomb. You say this part will bomb. You introduce the part is bombing, and then you talk about how you introduced it, and then you talk about it, and then you have a moment of self esteem, but then you realize maybe I need some other people telling me what's good. What's the matter with me? How come I don't have my own self-esteem? I am a Todd Glass. Why do I need what's the matter with this Oh, I'm okay by myself. I don't need to ask the audience if the thing I said was funny or it's I should just trust the bit is hilarious and don't comment on it. Don't comment on it. Don't comment on your jokes. Don't comment on them. Just do the jokes. Not with the observation. Just the comedy. Just the... Oh, it's a party here.
Can you play the drum?
Hey. How hard? If,
watch
if
it. We're
going
to fill the room. Listen to what we're doing.
All right.
Who are you looking so sad? It's a nice place.
Hey.
It's a nice place. I shut up in your place.
What happened?
He's gone.
Oh, no, I have a great treat for everybody. I think I'm tired of this now.
I like when Todd sets up an elaborate scenario.
Oh my God.
He turns on a bubble machine.
Well, I got into that.
He gets the live drums going.
I know. And then
nobody committed in this whole room was not committed.
No one did anything wrong at all.
No, you did.
Yes. I did. Because I don't know why I was so into it. And then I thought everyone wasn't into it, maybe.
I think that's the problem. You know what it is? You can't make a podcast just us doing it. They have to be these idiots at home. They're just sitting on a bed like idiots. Oh, come make me laugh. Oh, I didn't like Todd. Oh, what does the audio visual club have to say about it? The AV club. Oh, this show, I listened to this podcast that I love. But this week, a couple of the things that people were trying out experimentally didn't work. So I thought I should comment on it. You know, comedy's about taking chances.
That not that chance. On the podcast I've always enjoyed, I didn't enjoy it so much this week. Maybe they should they should bring me on staff. I lost the energy. See, that's the whole thing.
What is
you got to lose your energy for things sometimes. I'm not afraid to bail. That's your problem. You put on the mascot costume. You drive down to the Staples Arena. And for 2 hours, hey, look at me. I'm like a Gumby or something.
What I do?
That's what you do.
But you can bail. You can do it.
Yeah, but not me. I'll turn on a dime.
You don't.
I'll go right from comedy to the most boring thing you'll ever hear. And not even blink my eye. Because I'm like Craig Ferguson. I'm not aware of myself at all. Craig Ferguson has no idea that there's time limits on comedy, that there's a rhythm to it, that there's an end to the comedy, that there's an audience, that even if there isn't an audience, it's still going out there in a haphazard way. So he just goes, oh, it's good to see you. Oh, so, maybe I didn't. Oh. He's the Scottish Robin Williams. That's all I'm saying. Okay, figure. It's good to be here. Oh, it's good to say it's good. It's good to good. It's. You don't need material when you have no bar to go. That's the thing. If you don't have a bar, you go, this is the bar. I have to hit this bar. But if your thing is every time I open my mouth, regardless of what it is, it's going to be good.
Can I tell you?
I'm not trying to be entertaining.
Can I tell you to be so I can But believe me, it never catches my attention. But I tried to give him credit for like ripping up the, like if you're gonna have a show late night, why not do what you want?
He broke the fourth, fifth, and sixth walls. He put in a sliding glass doors. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't cut you off so much.
You should do whatever you want.
No, I'm yes. I'm a bad person.
No, you're not.
I've ruined the show.
No,
I've ruined the show. And
you
I've ruined my career and I've ruined the show.
Well, I didn't want to.
Why would people
anything.
Listen again and go? If he has that loser on,
will you think less of me if we have this ad? And I'm sorry, but I need money, and they're giving us.
Do you
money.
Do a ad?
Smoke that cigarette.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Glass from Marlboro Cigarettes. I bring into it, like, you don't know I'm going to do this. I go, you know, me and my friend Andy Kindler always enjoy a Marlboro cigarette. You're like, no, I don't fucking.
Why can't you do the bit to me so I get to see it?
What do you mean?
Why are you explaining the bit?
That's how I do comedy.
No, but you could have just done the Marlboro bit, and you go, and see, I would say this, and the person wouldn't know. I didn't know!
You didn't, well, because you
go, the person doesn't know I'm going to do this. I didn't know you were going to do it.
The person, what was the joke?
You think that you're going to have a rube on your show who's going to all of a sudden think you're doing Marlboro commercials.
Oh, right. Well, no. Why do I do that? Why do I go? What was my joke? What was my stance?
He's putting you into the bit. Like, he doesn't know that you're putting him into the commercial.
In other words, you're going, here's what I would do to somebody if I was an Ashton Kutcher prankster.
Here's my joke, but I lost the wind in it. But I did at least now remember what it was. The joke
you are the
was
wind beneath
that
my
I bring
joke.
People on my podcast. That I bring, get it ready. That I bring people on my podcast, right? And I'm getting money from the smoking companies to plug cigarettes. And I always say, oh, what ads I would do, what I wouldn't. The truth is, and that's why I don't like, so I bring you on and I get money. Then I always say, me and my friend Andy smoke Marlboros together. It makes it like my guest almost.
I am on. I'm in the moment. Andy, this could have been done with me. You could have said Andy and I, and then I could have had a look like, what is he doing? Is he bringing, I'm not into Marlboros.
Oh, you could have done that.
You've robbed me.
Okay, I get it. Anyway, you know what? Oh, my God, I swear to God. Because when I was thinking you were going to do that, you didn't do anything, and I got nervous, and I just plowed past it. I was wanting you to do
it. That's how Robin Williams syndrome starts. Then you go, I got to fill in every eye. Oh, maybe I'll make a sound. Oh, is anyone laughing? Oh, look at me. I'm Sound Man. Oh, listen. I'm Greg Ferguson. No, I don't.
I love that music.
It's great music.
Tie me to the moon.
Here's Todd Glass when he's 90 years old.
Fly me to the moon.
He's going to be in bed, 90 years old, with a device that plays any... He's going to have an infinite amount of stings and intros.
In my...
Yeah, like, in your house. You walk around the house, and you're going to say to you, you're going to say, Irv, what are you doing? I'm making lunch.
Who's Irv is making lunch in the kitchen. Irv is making... Bow, 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 bow.
Like you live with a guy named Irv. I was being politically correct. I wasn't going to say you go in on the wife.
I know, because the instincts are to say that. Yes. I always do still.
But I'm so open now.
No, so I don't want that bit to be with Steve and Irv. It sounds horrible.
You go in the kitchen.
No, it is. No,
this
it
is you at 90. Irv, what are you doing?
Why do I have to be with an Irv?
I know, that's why the bit didn't work. But all the structure was in there. You know? Because you'd be walking around. You'd have an infinite, you have a Todd Glass, like a software you sell.
Yes, I get, and yes. And
every combination of joke, music, and then it's all, you don't have to work anymore. You just put
I put away enough money. What would they hear? Hey, you know, that would be like every time I open the refrigerator.
No. That would be you, like, in your house if someone dropped something or someone said something to you that you didn't like.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny.
Hey, Todd, nice sandwich. Where'd you go, to Subway?
And they just exit. Yeah, now they feel like an idiot. They feel like an idiot. My joke was bad?
Oh, my God, that does make them look like...
Yeah.
Also makes sense what they're saying is an asshole. Someone gives you a doom doom after an insult.
Are you ever gonna be real with me, Todd?
Yeah, I'll be real with you.
No, I'm talking about this is the person following you to the other room after you've done the drum roll. What was that all about?
I don't.
He doesn't know what this was about. This was about. Da, 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 da. Todd, don't walk around with a device.
No, go ahead. I don't want that. That's when I get lost, but I'm not lost.
You know what? You're like in the scene in Face in the Crowd right before it turns. Nobody knows the reference. It's Andy Griffith. I don't know that either. It doesn't make sense. It's like you're an evil guy deep down, like once you're going to snap and then just start throwing the computer around the room.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy's having a nervous breakdown.
And that reminds me, if you go to Quiet Weekends Recovery Clinic, you won't have a nervous breakdown. This is a FM DJ trying to sell like a... That's right. I used to suffer from a nervous breakdown. I know I did last night when I was at DJ Grabbers. But you got to go to Quiet Weekends Malibu.
What were they doing when they did that? For real. I mean, they did do that. What
did they do?
That affectation.
Oh, well,
Malibu.
Because I think it probably came from like earlier on where they was like... they were just like from Wolfman Jack. Hey, and it was like,
and then they toned it down.
And then
they
just had the voice.
You're right.
They had no. And now they had a voice, and they were announcing something big. Or maybe they wanted to sound like this. FM people started sounding like this too later.
K-Earth 101, where the hits just keep on coming.
There's not a problem that you don't think reverb can solve.
You know, you're right.
Have you tried that joke with reverb? So anyway, I get
you
home.
You know you're right. You're right.
So I get home, and my wife is in the den. I thought I'd get the reverb there. I get home. I say, "Where's my wife's in the den?" No, but yeah.
Oh, that's
see?
Good.
You get the echo, and you get the echo.
Hello.
People are laughing. It's an empty room.
Hello. Hello.
You know. I want to break in right now and say one thing. Folks, are you living in one second? All right.
Would you mind if we went I have a dungeon downstairs. Can we do the rest of the show in the dungeon?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Really? You had to interject for that? Now look. I just want to talk to the people out there.
People picture we're in the dungeon. Look, now the lighting's changed. Now this is the part two of the podcast.
All right.
In the dungeon.
All right.
What time is it? I take the fucking
all right, people.
8:30.
Oh, good.
People, do you not have enough money to go see a horror movie? Would you like to see Todd pretend to go into a dungeon? You want to hear that? How much free time do you have in your life? Do you like scary movies? How about this?
Would you like?
Why don't you listen to the second half of Todd's podcast where he goes, "Ooh, now we're in the dungeon." Well, these chains certainly are tight. here in the dungeon. If I get whipped one more time,
well, you need to.
If I get whipped one more time by
you're lucky.
The dragon, is that what happens? Dungeons and Dragons. Where's that dragon? Hello, Todd.
The dragon
needs to go out. The dragon needs your dragon. It's not my dragon. Your dragon needs to go out, Todd. Not my dragon.
People are having fun. See,
I didn't want to have a dragon. You had to have to have a dragon.
The worst sitcom in the world.
Yeah, that's right. Downstairs.
Andy, okay. You can turn. Oh, no, we'll come out of the dungeon. The dungeon's fun, though, even me pretending you're in the dungeon. It makes things better.
I don't want to hear about you and your dragon.
Andy, there's some shows. It's getting worse with. I'm not joking. Like, I forget even what it was the other night. Like, I wasn't. I laughed so little, I went, okay, now, are you really being honest? Are you trying to be a dick, Todd?
In the show. Oh, in the show.
Yeah,
the
so bad. Am I trying to be a dick? Am I trying to go, okay, it sucks. There's nothing funny at all?
Yeah.
No. I mean, literally, I will watch a whole segment. Now I'm intrigued, and I almost want to watch it when it comes back from
commercial. I told you, do not watch any more Tyler Perry sitcoms. You wouldn't listen to me. You go, I love his Madea movies. I think he would have a great sitcom.
Do you like 30 Rock?
I think it was canceled.
Well, that's not what I thought. Oh, you're gonna be.
I did enjoy 30 Rock. For it is a show I should enjoy. And if I said I didn't like it as much as my peer group and alternative comedians did, I would be rejected. Oh, man.
I hate my laugh, but that's what that does
yes,
to me.
I
would be painfully rejected.
Yes, I do like 30 Rock. And shows of that nature. I even liked the domestic office 4 or 5 years in. They built a new world here.
What is this?
This is my song about the office.
Oh.
Well, you're looking at me as if I have a plan set.
I forgot what you were talking about.
We're in Godspell. I'm doing this has happened to me so much with Todd. And it happens to me when we'll be at one of the, like in Montreal, this has happened to me 9 times.
I don't know.
I'll approach you in the middle. I mean, it's a deafening sound of everybody at a party. And I go in and start yelling in your ear, starting a bit. And then which I don't know why I do it. And then you go, I don't know what bit you're doing. And then we talk about that for about 5 minutes.
Does that happen a lot?
Yeah, because I come up to you and go, all of a sudden, I want you to be. We're in a car repair garage, and I want us to be mechanics.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard for me to do that. What am I not making any sense?
No, it's hard for you.
Well, I don't. I get nervous making dialogue.
But that wasn't the exact example. I did not go up to you
I remember something like that happening.
Hey, Todd, let's do 2 guys at a repair place. We'll get people here near us at the party. They'll give us suggestions about where the jokes would be. I need a suggestion. I need a location. Okay, and now I need what would be funny about it. Anybody? Let's hear whatever you got.
Make him use a hammer.
Hammer? But what's funny about the hammer?
He hits him in the head with it.
I don't know about that.
You just turned down the suggestion.
No, that's just an action. The guy gets mad. Look, you idiots. You idiots. You obviously can't write, you morons.
It's not a feeling. Love is a feeling. You can't feel like shut up.
Getting hit over the head with a hammer is not funny. It's funny if you're at a bar mitzvah. Boom. Now I've placed your action within a context that makes it funny. Okay, here's what I need. I need, from the audience, I need a point of view that I have. I need an actual point of view that I am lacking.
He's angry that he doesn't have to go.
No,
home
I mean,
like,
as a person and as the career I've chosen, you people need to tell me what I'm doing wrong and set me on this path. All right, here's what I need, folks. I need a much better act. Folks, tonight, we need your suggestions. I need to do characters better. I need you to somehow supply me with something that will take my mediocre material and career where it is, turn that around, folks. Time's running out, folks. Time is running out here. Second City, Second City, 1 a.m. show. Come on, folks. I'm not on the main stage, asshole. Yes, I've been in the upstairs company for 7 years. What's your point? A lot of geniuses are not. Van Gogh's comedy was not recognized until after he was dead.
Can I ask you a question?
Look, I'm trying to do a comedy act here. What do you want?
Can I ask you a serious question?
Oh, I thought you were a guy from the crowd.
No.
Wait, let me get out of the bit. Let me get out of character. Oh, it takes me a while. This song reminds me. Does this song remind you of anything? Let me see what you're looking at over there. They're flashing signs. Don't worry about it. Whatever you need to do. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I'll get a sleeping bag, a canteen.
This is going to be a shorter show tonight. You know why? Because I have even a dinner to go to.
That is the most disgusting thing you've ever said to me.
But you know what?
I'm leaving this situation here to go to a big party.
I'm kidding. I just said that so you wouldn't feel like I was keeping.
Oh, really? I'm going to George Clooney's house for a clam bake.
Well,
eat your heart out.
Well, guess what?
Yeah, well, guess
Screech
what?
From Saved by the Bell's old assistant is having a barbecue.
Oh, really? Yeah. I can top that. Kevin Spacey is having a get-together where he just acts elitist around everybody for 2 hours.
Wait, that's a show?
No, that's my activity for the evening. We're all going to Kevin Spacey's house where he lords it over us, all his credits, doing that for an hour. You know, folks, it's been quite a night. We've had a lot of fun. We had some meatballs. What else did we have, Todd? Some linguine, a pizza pie. Italian is funny. I don't care how many times you've heard it. When people speak Italian, it's funny. They can't speak the English so good. Because they add an A after. Even if they've been here for 35 years, the Italians add an A after everything they say. They say, whatabagabadaco. And something like Bacchalupe.
What's the matter here?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know.
What do you think you do?
Talk to me.
Why are you looking so sad?
I don't feel sad.
It's a nice place. I should have been.
Why do I have to look the way a certain way now? I can't show my actual personality. I gotta make a fake happy face at this terrible, horrible restaurant you picked because you are cheap. Mumza, which is a Yiddish word. So you're going to take me to this cheap place, the Olive Garden or wherever, and you want me to look like it's we're in heaven. Oh, free breadsticks. You're like a social Nazi. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing's the matter with me. I have respectful things that are respectful.
Who are you?
I look sad and it's just singing like an idiot to me.
It's a nicer place.
It's a nicer. Your grandfather's from Sicily, okay? That doesn't mean you say it's a nicer place. It's a nice place.
It's a nicer place.
It is bad.
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up.
All right, maybe I will. Maybe I won't go along with it, buddy. I feel better just fake smiling. You know what? Now that I think about it, turning that frown upside down was better than I thought it would be. It's not such a bad place. It's not such a bad.
God.
It's not as bad as being dead.
He's still talking.
I'm still alive.
You know what I love? In a bit, I get lost, and then I come back, and I go, oh, that person's still been talking all that time.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, no, he's still trying to dig himself out of a hole. Well, no, it's okay. I mean, I don't. It's when I say nice.
It's good. Know? That's not an occupation.
You don't like my plays.
That's not an occupation. I'm the most annoyed improv guy ever. Is that an occupation, idiot? 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 Someone who works with their hands? That describes many jobs. Get this guy out of here. I'm going to see someone knocked out of a club. Why can't I have
I've had people knocked out of a club.
My grandfather, he always used to say, like, he'd read me bedtime stories, and he'd say, "That's the end of the Misa." That song made me think of that.
The Misa?
What's that mean?
I don't know, just like the end of the story. I was like,
that's the end of the Misa.
Yeah. Folks, if you know what Misa means, can you call us up on line 7? And that's a Misa. What if it didn't mean anything? Look at Todd. He's got a take.
Hey, Andy. Jerry Blimstein. I can't even think of names over.
Yeah, what's going on, Jerry?
Love your stand-up.
That's the Misa.
You're good, man. You still got it. Yeah, you coming down south soon?
Yeah.
Where? You want to be?
I'm doing one-nighters.
Where? I'll come see you anywhere.
Chattanooga.
I'll bring my wife.
Nashville. Back to Chattanooga because I forgot my wallet.
Love you, buddy.
Knoxville. Knoxville a second night. Knoxville a third night to really...
Do one of your funny voices.
How are you? I'm a
we love it down here.
I'm a very old man. Oh, I am so old. Oh, I'm tired. It's hard to get out of the bed because my age is so high.
Is that a character you're working on?
Yeah. I have this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy.
Maybe, let me spit my gum out.
You're right. He's the guy, right?
No, it's pretty fun, though.
This is mostly for commercials. I'm trying to do this. Yo, you're not laughing. That could be a $1 trillion idea.
Do it again.
Could be a Pixar.
I get it. Like, give me an example where it would be like.
It'd be like Cars 5.
You like those donuts?
You like those donuts? Cars 7. Larry the Cable Guy and his new sidekick. Yowzer man. Yowzer. Does that sound right?
Yowzer.
Is that racist, Yowzer?
No, I don't think so. I didn't look at it that way.
Then why would they say it that? Does that make me somewhat bigoted? If I'm worried that something I said was right, I'm not even sure.
Well, once in a while,
maybe I am racist, but did it come out?
Right. Well, what you're saying is sometimes. You check.
No, I didn't know if like Yowzer was a. Yeah, I don't
sometimes
even know what
you
it
can
is.
You can accidentally say something that you didn't even know was racist, and you were just checking. And it's a good thing. There's
it is
wrong
good
with that.
Actually, that is the difference between people
and
who
pigs.
Are prejudiced. I mean, people who don't want to admit that they're prejudiced are people who like I heard that Donnie Deutsch once when he was on when the Trayvon Martin thing. He was like saying, "Hey, if I go to a car." And I see a black person, I feel getting more nervous about it, you know? He's basically saying that, isn't it okay? Shouldn't we just admit that? And the point is, no, it doesn't make it okay. It's not bad that you feel that way. But just saying that you feel that way doesn't mean that it's right that you feel that way. Like, even in terms of safety, if you're walking into your car and you're worried about just black people, and then you miss, you go, this white guy's, that could be the guy who kills you. But in other words, like, just the fact that you... But when people go, hey, we all get this way. Yeah, but that's you're calling yourself attention to what your behavior is.
You're exactly right. And it's also, you're rewarding it. How about, I'm not saying this is the best, but it would be at least on the way to doing something decent. How about going, there's some shame. In other words, you know, I pull up, I don't subconsciously, if I pull up and if there's this type of person or that type of person, I get a little more nervous. I don't know why I'm embarrassed. Okay, at least you're going to work on it. You can admit that you have some of that in you. But, like, these people, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. You know, right. I'm scared of them.
Yeah.
I'm scared. It's a good thing. Like, it's not something you have to overcome and try to go that, you know. I know I'm putting my chest up. I love those when dumb people pump their chest up. They're always pumping their chest up.
What's up with that, with the puffy chests?
Yeah, they're always like. Oh. It's like Tom Martin said, why do they get to make pretend they're so America?
Who is that?
They get Tom Morton said the people that always get to act like they're so patriotic when really everything the people that never talk about it are the reason it is patriotic.
Yeah, that usually doesn't. I mean, usually if people are like talking about the flag or whatever, they're usually people something's going on with them. You could just love your. What's your quote?
Well, my quote was about
And Car 7, and Larry the Cable Guy is Mater, and Yowzer.
What are you doing today, Clunky?
I got it. What did he say? I got it. Put that on the doll.
What do you
put that on the Yowza doll? You pull a string, it goes, honk, honk, honk.
And then people would say, isn't that disrespectful to
towards
towards people with disabilities?
Like,
and,
right.
And that person would go, no, it's just a joke.
Isn't that,
but it's like, no, it's not just a joke.
Your thing is like you walk, go, someone says something, you go, that's really insulting towards multiple sclerosis. Doesn't mean that what they say. And then there's a person who has multiple sclerosis. And you're going, can you believe it? This guy said that? And then now everyone's uncomfortable because you made it that way. You became conscious of a disease that someone had, and then you just started to make everybody, no matter what they say, oh, you're saying that because my friend has MS? Exactly.
Is that what I did?
This is not a bit that's good. The bit I just did, it's not a good bit. It's not a funny bit. It just uses a disease out of context.
What disease?
Multiple sclerosis. So yeah.
No,
MS.
It wasn't. How was that making fun of MS?
I know it was. Uh-huh. I'm just checking. I'm just covering all my bases. I didn't like it. I did like it. If it was bad, I meant it to be bad. If it was unintentionally bad, don't you know I'm sorry about it now? Any way you feel about that bit, I know. I got it. That's the emotion you have to project in life. On Twitter, everywhere else. Nothing bothers me.
No.
Yeah, the guy told me, why don't I kill myself? I joke back at him, and it's all fun.
God, that's so...
Yes. Yeah. Death threats.
There's nothing...
it off.
Do you realize there's nothing that'll eat your soul like acting like you don't care? Imagine when that's your life.
What do I care that these people are robots, who are probably not even real people, what do I care they're saying the most bizarre, sickening things?
I don't care. See, I don't
really
care.
But you really
see, here's the thing, like,
it really is disturbing
to me. See, like, I don't care. Like, I don't think you understand that, because you think like I'm upset, and then I'm like, you know what, I don't care. Oh, it's eating your insides up.
Yeah, but how about this,
it's hard enough when you express it. It still can eat you up when you care about something and something hurts your feelings and you express it eats you up. Imagine having to put on guys that have to put on women to put on a game face. And they have to, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that doing? Rotting your insides up?
It's true.
What the fuck you want to say next?
I forgot what I was
saying. That's why I plowed
over you. You overrode me.
That's what I try to do.
What were we just talking about?
Smoke. Hey, let me tell you, give you a chance to do that thing you wanted to do so bad. Let's see how
fucking
good.
What was that thing?
I want to see how good you do. Smoke, that cigarette. Well, anyway, hey, hear me and my friend Andy Kindler. We both love Marlboro cigarettes.
What? Don't drag me into this.
We smoke them all the time.
God, I'm embarrassed. My character wouldn't endorse that.
In a game of chance the other night, old Aim.
You did great. Can I tell you?
What?
I thought it was so great. I thought you played it nice. You put a little spin on it. Wasn't too over the top.
Did you not? What were you? I swear to God, I think one of us has ADD. What was you talking about right before this that you said that, and then now what's your thing? What were you saying?
I was talking about.
Okay, and we'll be back after these messages.
No, do you remember, don't you?
I honestly don't. I think it was something about a car, maybe. You were in a car. That's
no, it did the cigarette out, and you did it really bad.
No, it was right before that.
Oh, I don't remember.
I was about to interject, and you overrode me. And I was just—it was pure genius. I just want people to know.
Let's do something. We don't
how
do.
Funny this show could have been.
Okay, here's what I want to do, and I deem the rules around here.
Yeah.
As the mayor of this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to say we're allowed to take as long a time we want to think of it. Usually you don't. You take a second. You take a minute. You can't on real time take 10 minutes to think of something.
Okay.
We're gonna do it.
So what we're gonna do is you were doing something about how like the people who say I know what I'm doing. I know.
I don't care. See, you don't understand.
I don't care. Oh, okay. Now I got it. People say, these people on the Twitter, they're like 99% of these people who say crazy things, they're not like seriously crazy, right? But the fact that there's so many people who have these accounts where they're saying really, really bizarre things, like violent things or just weird, I do think that's odd. I mean, maybe we're just aware of it. Before Twitter, we didn't know everybody used Mind. But just the idea, like, you go, well, it's harmless, but you're still doing something that's so... I mean, I'm not saying it should be banned.
I'm just saying
I've seen so many now accounts of, like, people, like, what is it that you're doing?
We just talked about this today, and I was saying that, obviously, and I'm not negating what you're saying at all. I'm just... that also can be the kind word, can spread a kind word very quick and help someone very quick, and
yeah.
good things happen over it.
It can be great.
It can be really great.
It's everything.
It can make somebody, you know, be able to scroll through something and, you know, really, you know, make somebody feel good, and, you know, people send a lot of good energy places sometimes. But then there is the bullshit. So today we said, well, how can you make it – I know it sounds a little Tony Robbins. How can I make it a positive? Maybe the negative shit is maybe important for people that think that that shit doesn't happen anymore. Because you know what? I know a lot of – it's the chicken before the egg thing. I think that type of hatred was always out there. Now there's a way for it to get around. And you know, some people, they don't – they'll be like, is it really that bad for, you know, this group or that group? Because they should commend themselves, because within their circle it means they don't have any of that. But yeah, read Twitter. That's the real. That's the world. When there's a commercial, when there's a black person and a white person that got have a kid and Cheerios, and the shit that you read.
Well, even this, even like during the, you know, I made, you know, went kind of not crazy, but I was like, all of a sudden, everybody started going, oh, Bob Dylan, he sold out. And you had all these tweets during the Super Bowl, and it's like, what kind of fucking world do we live in? Where here's, well, of course, I love Bob Dylan, like a hero of mine, but it's like, what kind of world do you live in where a guy has contributed, you know, you admit that he's contributed some of the greatest things that we've had as a human culture, that you're going to turn on him that quick? You know what I mean? Oh, that's it. That's it. Dylan's over now. What the fuck was that? Oh, fuck Dylan. Oh, thank you, Dylan. Thank you for 30, 40 years of the greatest music ever written, asshole. Sell out. I mean, it was just so odd.
Yeah, and,
to
you,
me.
And no one's implying that those people shouldn't be able to have their opinion. But like,
I know
yeah, you
I'm
can
not
do
either.
Anything you want. But do you want to base it on some like? First of all, if you knew anything about it, he probably, I would imagine, did it. If you're a big fan of his, because people want to stay in the limelight.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like I don't think my whole point was he never was a guy. The whole idea of selling out—that's like a '60s thing that I get where the root of it came from. But you know, how many friends of ours do commercials and things? We don't walk around going, "Oh yeah, that, yeah. Oh, you like that person? Well, they're in the fucking commercial. That's right. That's how they're paying. They're paying their rent. They're paying their rent, doing you know, sucking up to the man, as opposed to you do a sitcom and then that's sponsored by commercials. I mean, it's like. That doesn't mean that it doesn't obnoxious when you watch your sitcom and they're all of a sudden saying, I really like my new Samsung 12. You know, it's like, yes, it can be obnoxious. It can be bad. I've made fun of people for doing commercials because they're bad. But just defining that this is and then turning, and then when everyone turns, it's just like all of a sudden it's like a mob. It's a witch hunt.
Yeah, because I always said the same thing. People go, what do you think of people doing commercials? I was like, depends what they are. Some people do them great.
Yeah.
Manage to even not. Look, they look cool doing them.
Well, like I use the example of Carrie Brownstein, who I think is hilarious, and she's on Portlandia, and she did these American Express commercials. I thought they were great. You know, it's like
I really like those.
You know, first of all, she's not rolling in dough. You know, it's like the image of anybody's on TV. Oh, yeah, like they know what do they need it for? Well, yeah, they probably need to pay.
But you know
bills.
Who I do make fun of?
But it was hilarious.
By the way, if I'm wrong on this, I don't mind saying that. You know what, I'm wrong.
You'll own it. You'll own it.
Well, okay, with everything, I think you might agree with me here. With everything we just said, as far as you know, when you say you don't place judgment on people, what you really I think we're all saying is we hope we can. Yes, we're going to judge, but try to do it from an honest. Very understanding perspective of know where they're at in their life.
And have some perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that,
like
in mind,
Dylan is now a rabid dog. You know.
No.
Because of one thing that you.
No,
saw,
with
sorry.
That in mind. Yeah. Oh shit! No, it's up. Okay. What were we just going towards?
No, have your opinion.
Someone that you were making fun of, or not making fun of, but someone that did a commercial that.
Oh. Okay. So with all that said, like, don't judge. There is a point when I guess I go, when I judge, I hope I judge from a fair place. So I have made fun of. Hey, and if I'm wrong and I'm way off, I will. I get it. There is one group that I will be able to go. No. I know you made a lot of money. Like, past the point of like Larry King, and then he does these on the same set. He does like a vitamin commercial.
Yeah. So when you see that, you go, this person, well, you know, how much money do they need or how much exposure do they need? And I only say that because I turn down so much stuff, endorsements, all the time, Todd. Todd, it could be so different for me, but I don't want to be that guy.
Would you do a smoking ad?
I would do it right now. I would do a napalm ad.
Well, do it right now. I want to hear it. Play that thing. Smoke, do you have the betting music, too? You tell us when we're ready and we'll throw to smoke.
You want me to just go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I'm Andy Kindler. You know what I like to do? I like to smoke. And I like to smoke non-filters. I enjoy menthol. And you know what? A lot of stuff out there, like that smoking's gonna do this and blah blah blah. You know
who can have an athlete?
You know what I'm saying? What do I? You know, I don't know. Yes, no. I don't know facts. No facts. Just let me smoke. What am I? Would it kill you? Yes.
He goes, some people look, say this. Some people say
look,
blah,
some people
blah.
Say this. Look,
so obviously you have nothing to defend.
What could be bad about menthol? Oh, menthol's bad now? Oh. Oh, you don't. Oh. Oh, so you're anti-filter? Oh, you're all confused. You're coming at me every way now. Oh, you're saying.
Cigarette.
Yes, I'm Andy Kindler. Hi. I like apple. I like eating food. I like walking on the beach. And I like smoking. I'll tell you that. After a nice workout, I like a couple of smokes. Hey, are you ever in the mood for shortness of breath? You ever say to yourself, I can't stand this inhaling deeply situation. Hey, who likes hacking coughs? Why don't you? Who likes it when you smell like a cigarette and your lady won't kiss you? Try smoking filthy tobacco sticks. Hey, who enjoys not knowing what's going to kill you? Try a cigarette. Who likes life? You want to play life roulette? It's always a good sign when the host of a show is looking at his watch.
Oh, and shut up. Don't even.
It's not even giving him the time. He's just looking at it like, when is life going to end?
Andy,
it's not even this
shut
show.
Shut up. Andy, my head hurts from laughing so hard. You know what I do? I look at it and I hope that there's more time than I think there is. So well, don't.
That was a very deep point you made.
I did.
I'm making faces at you now.
Don't take this shabby garment of hatred and try to dress. I love that. Can't somebody clean that up and tweet it, please.
I thought that was
I
one
can't
of your
take
letters.
Credit, though, because somebody
letter,
else
right?
said it.
Yeah.
Somebody said it on the news.
Oh.
Don't take your little fucking shabby.
Is this your anti-religion thing again?
Don't take your shabby. It's not anti-religion
you just
at
leave
all.
People
By the way,
alone?
This isn't anti-religion.
Why don't you go down to the Methodist church and scream at the pastor?
By the way, in all seriousness, what I think of religion is a whole other thing, but you could laugh at this joke, and it's not an anti-religious joke because there's religious people that agree with this. They're like,
meanwhile,
don't take. There's religious people agreeing with what I'm saying.
Meanwhile, there's an Episcopalian with a covered dish who's looking for an apron. I said, and I got
Damn
in there.
It,
I got in there. I said, "Forgive me, Father, for I'm a Jew."
Boom, boom. No, I mean for him to do it for you.
That may have been the funniest thing. This is going to be you when you're 90. You get to give signals to people who aren't there. Hey, play cut number three. What are you doing, Todd? Nothing. The Jell-O makes me gesture.
Random.
Yeah. Are you?
I'll have a wheelchair and then I'll go. Looks like I got a flat, and I'll turn to somebody. I'll have like an air thing that lets the air out, but then it charges it right back up.
Your senior years are going to be filled with joy and buzzers.
You know what I do? You know what I'll do? I'll have a wheelchair that locks up joy. What did you say? What?
With joy and buzzers. your senior years, you're gonna you have a good prospect for you.
Oh,
you're
Jesus
gonna have
Christ.
Joy and buzzers.
You're ruthless,
Buzzy.
You're ruthless, Buzzy. Oh, that would be a great character,
Ruthless Buzzy.
Oh my God,
Why'd you stab that man? I'm Ruthless Buzzy.
I'm Ruthless Buzzy.
Hey, wait, there's a machete in the handbag that you're hitting Argy Johnson with. He's dead on the floor. Ruthless Buzzy.
Ruthless Buzzy.
Let's do some hee-haw bits now. Let's do jokes about old
television.
Like
hee-haw? Okay. I have something.
Todd, I don't know about you, but I have something scheduled tomorrow.
Andy Kindler's my guest in the highways and the byways, driving through the night, keeping your friends with your company.
Hey, are you losing your mind?
I don't want to do this bit anymore, but I like this music. Play this
that
music.
That should be the name of your CD, next CD.
Do you like this song?
Yeah.
My name is Andy Kindler, and I go up every day.
If anybody is on the fence about either one of us before this podcast, If there's anybody who's listening to this and go, you know, I do like them, but they're both a little annoying. I wonder if listening to them tonight, they both push it. They both push it. Let's listen to them together and see.
So there's no way if someone didn't think we were funny to begin with, this isn't going to be the podcast. They go, them. I do get them now.
Now I do.
I get them.
I do
I
get
I never
it.
Did until that now, podcast.
That part where they lost their place and the one guy couldn't remember what he was talking about.
I could hear that 100 times.
I love that.
I love it.
I love it. And people making funny noises. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, Todd Glass is out of ideas. He's out of ideas. He's totally frozen.
I want to do something that I think you would really like. First of all, did you write this song? And I hope we're hold on.
Nine.
It is? Okay, we're going in for the descent. It goes so quick. Kindler has
yeah,
to
really.
Go. Well,
you know, it's like the sorrow go. And the pity was shorter than this. Let me think of a movie that people would know.
Did you write? No, you don't have to. You know, you got your chance.
Chariot's Gate.
I don't know any movies.
What's a long movie?
What's a what?
The Ten Commandments. What are you doing? What are you doing? The 30 Commandments?
The Lord of the Rings.
Do you know we're 3 hours longer than the entire Lord of the Rings quadrilogy?
What does that mean?
This show has
been. Oh, this show.
I got here at 6:30.
No, you didn't.
It's 10.
No, you didn't.
15.
You got here at 7 o'clock.
It is now 11:47.
7, 8, 9, 30.
So it's a 3-hour show. People love it. Folks, do you literally have no sound source in your home?
Stop.
Is your television broken? Is your radio busted?
Can I tell you, now I'm getting paranoid. I don't want anybody, I swear to George Carlin, to think we're, like, because never mind. I'm thinking,
hi.
Remember when I said.
Are you one of those people who feels understimulated?
When's the paint drying? Because I don't want to plan my afternoon. That's how.
Yeah.
My insecurity was just going to make me do this. Then why are you here doing my podcast? Go, well, really, that's
really,
shit all over a fun
because
bit.
Because you keep asking every week, every Thursday. Hey, Andy, it's Todd. How's it going? I heard things are good. Can you do Monday? Can you do Monday at 7? How could you possibly still be taking bar mitzvah lessons? I think you're making it up. Bowling again? Bowling again? What do you mean you're doing your Monday nights at the Comedy Store show?
Oh, that's me still making up our
yes. What do I have
what
to tell
mean?
You what I'm
Let
doing?
Let me have fun. Let's call up again. Let's listen to some messages.
Please leave a message after the tone. Andy, it's Todd. Andy, hey. I'm fucking flipping out over here. Come on, man. Do my podcast.
Who brought this in? Seriously. Because pause it. This makes me look like an idiot.
Who brought what in?
This voicemail of mine.
Voice? Oh, you mean the voice?
I'm playing both parts.
I like it. You're like that guy
who... Then I was going to be like, Andy brought it in. I was going to go,
listen, you little fucking pile of piece of shit.
You are...
You like that Susan? I'd hate to see something happen to her. Hi, Andy. Come do my podcast.
Boop. You are single-handedly showing why most of radio died in the 40s and 50s.
That's
Bring the horse around, Daddy.
Do you know how much I have to love you to laugh at that? Like you have to... You know,
I know because if it was someone who didn't like you and didn't think you were hilarious and just said, I can't believe you're why entertainment deserves to die, you would take it personally.
Oh, if I didn't know someone loved me, I would definitely. Yeah. But the fact that you get to relish in somebody going, you're the reason my whole being,
or
why the radio shut down.
You're not doing this really for a living? Really? Come on. Don't bullshit
the
bullshitter.
I always said that's two idiots trying to, you know, argue over who's dumber. I'm a bullshitter. No, I'm dumber than you with communication skills. Don't try to trick me.
Those bits, those were so popular when you used to do those bits.
What bits?
The guy who's dumber than the other guy.
Shut up. Okay, listen.
You had a road
did you
company?
Write this? And I'm not trying to just play dirty songs. I really want to know if you wrote this.
I will fuck you in the morning, fuck you late at night, fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining bright. I want to fuck you.
Yeah, I did write that song. So okay. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I like it.
Look, I'm not
judging.
I go by the client. The client said, look, people enjoy. It was for a corporate gig. And I said, night one, I wanted bring in a guy. Can you do a parody, like a song, where you talk about fucking somebody? Because that's how I'm going to end the seminar the first day.
and then you play.
I'm going to get two perspective people.
I will fuck you in the morning, fuck you late at night. Fuck you while the moon or the sun is shining bright.
And who'd you get to sing?
He already has fuck you in there, and he's worried about the rhyming the moon shining bright with right. How can I spice up this song? I'm going to fuck you in the morning, everybody right. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Night, night, night. How can I make this song stand out? I already have the about, I'm going to fuck the person in the song. maybe I can make a nice rhyme with it.
Maybe make it pretty even at the same time.
Yes. Maybe make the rest of it just sing-songy.
If I do my job, it's like, it's a good song, even though it's talking about fucking.
I will fuck you in the morning, fuck you late at night, fuck you out.
Andy, is this embarrassing to do this show when I do this
show? Did you write this song?
Yeah, I did.
Yes. Who's singing?
I got a guy to sing for me. He's actually a British fella. You,
and what were you thinking when you wrote this song?
Just thought everybody writes songs about.
Oh,
I'm
so
telling
you're
the truth.
Fun of those songs.
No. This just tells the truth. That's what you want to do. You see somebody.
I want to fuck you.
But people try to, oh, well, this, that, I breathe, your air, the thing you, oh, in our eyes. Start it from the beginning.
Are you talking
this
about
is
like
what people
so if someone
to,
goes to a family reunion, this is what you want playing?
No, of course not.
Is this what you're suggesting?
You can't answer. You can't
this
change
this is the kind of background music you're going to have on your.
You can't change the.
Your grandfather's 200th birthday?
You can't change the question after I start answering. Yes, this is the music I think you should play.
At my funeral?
Yes.
I should sing?
This is a love song.
A fuck a dead body, a fuck him in the day.
I will fuck you in the morning.
Dead bodies.
Fuck you late at night.
You're dead.
Fuck you while the moon or the sun is
in
shining.
In the coffin.
I wanna fuck you. Yes.
Did you want to destroy the blues and the concept of people sleeping together in one song?
But your door is closed.
How can I cheapen the blues and regular human sexuality in one song?
When you meet somebody.
With a British guy singing it.
To be honest, when you've met somebody, when you want to be play it again. Doesn't this what happens?
I will fuck you in the morning.
Well, that's weird to start it like that.
You mean when I'm at the dentist?
No.
You mean when I'm meeting my mechanic?
My head.
I know. You know what? Maybe this show, I think we've gone too long.
No, we're going in for the close.
Okay.
We're going in for the close. I learned to take a nice deep breath. You know, you never know what you might have missed. I could have done that. This is nice.
8:45, quarter to nine.
That's all I can do.
Hey, 8:45, quarter to nine, 9:54. I know doing the old guy voice, I don't do it like that, making fun of it. I do it because I like it. I'm not going, hey, everybody, 8:45, quarter to nine out there. You know what they do? They go, Garth is going to, he's always can be honest with the weather. What the fuck? They try to build those weather people up still in these on these shows. They do commercials, right? And you know they hire actors to say what they want the public to think of the news person. So if you break it down to that, it's sad. They go, I like him. He's like a friend. I can count on him. But that what you want middle America, that's what you want your audience to go, well, she thinks it. Maybe I can count on him too. Like, nobody said that. Nobody feels like that. Nobody feels like that. No one feels like, you know what? They would never, they could go up and down the streets for 3 days and go, what do you think when you watch this guy do the weather? I feel like he's a friend.
Yeah, I feel that way about Nancy Snyderman.
Who's that? Who's that?
The NBC.
Do you feel like she's a friend?
No. I feel she's going to give me medical advice that is that everyone thinks, and it's going around. So you better get those. Looks like you better get those numbers under control. Yes. So maybe you should take statins.
Do you like
Miguel Amaguerra?
All right.
Toy, Trisha Toyota.
Oh my God! I love to just, you know what I like to do? Talk about the show like it happened as we go in for the close.
Yeah. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. How come they don't name a newsman that?
What's that?
Hey, I'm Paul Revere. It's 9 o'clock at the top of the hour. I'm Paul Revere, and here are my Raiders. The other news team.
I wrote this. All I want to do is play silly songs. This is an excuse to do it. All right. I guess we can.
I think it's going to. You playing silly songs, that then you play a bar and then you say you wrote them. That's going to take off.
It has.
You play one bar of. And then I said the thing in the basement window. I wrote that. I want to just play silly songs.
I want to. Did you write this? Seriously, I'm not even joking around.
I will fuck you in the morning.
I did write it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was
at
work for hire.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
It was at work for hire. So actually, Morris Levy's name is on it. You get that reference?
I love that it had to be some obscure reference.
That's my. We should be my catchphrase. Did you get that reference?
Did you get that reference, people?
I saw Dennis Miller over in Sochi.
Hey.
Hey, Sochi.
Would you want to sing Poke Sally? Oh, yeah. Let's end doing
that.
Yeah,
let's do
silly.
That. I requested it earlier.
Okay, now I want to do this. I'm not joking around. I want to put some reverb.
People know you haven't been joking around for the last 2 hours. Now you tell them. You should have opened up with that.
No, you
don't.
Shut up. I'm not joking around. And now you finally admit it.
Oh, so now?
Now it's time.
That's the intro, not the outro.
Now that it's over?
Call the for the next 2 hours, we're going to get serious. Then people know.
Put some reverb in all our mics. This is going to be worth it. I don't even care if we make it. Here we go. I just have fun doing this. Now put in the betting music. Okay. I think I might need you to go over to those drums in a second. No, give me some reverb. 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 Everybody, give everybody reverb.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, is that mic on over there?
Hello?
Nick! I never said that you were here.
That's terrible.
And also Evan.
That was very rude.
It was they're Kindler.
They're integral parts of the show, asshole.
Let me tell you something, fuckface.
No, don't tell
you
me.
You walk in here and you steamrolled me, and I usually, in the beginning of the show, I fucking say
hi to
them.
Don't you tell me.
Go fuck yourself, Kindler.
Why don't you find someone who doesn't want to fuck themselves and go fuck them?
You're so full of shit. You're so full of shit.
I'm full of shit?
Yeah, you're full of shit.
No, you're ba-ba-ba. You're ba-ba-ba.
So I want to thank
Me, Vicky B. More like you, ga-ga-ga. You, ga-ga-ga.
I do-do-do. No, you do-do-do.
Okay, maybe we both la-ga-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Evan. Introduce your special guest. You forgot to introduce your special guest.
Bip-a-dip-a-doo.
Why
Nakasapa?
That's how the guy wrote the song. He had someone do the lyrics.
I'm trying to listen to the music. Good to keep it down a little sometimes just when I after nighttime. That's the way you said it really was originally.
I'm not sure if I mentioned this to you, but maybe you could not do so much with your face. Why don't you keep it easy from the neck up area? Hey, you not so much from the neck up. Put your head in a bucket. Huh. Why?
All right, so Bree, I don't know. I should probably just let you do this till I vomit. But
what's the matter, you? You don't like my songs. You don't like my Italian voice. What's that to do? What do I got to do? What do I got to do to get this guy just to give me a little attention? I've got emotional problems. I need everybody around me to act a certain way, or I don't feel good about myself. So I say to my friend, the face you're giving me, I don't like it no more. No, I don't like it no more. Your face, the face expression that you're making on your face. Shut it up. Close it. Put it away. Zip it. Stuff it. Here's a key, a combination.
lock it up and throw away the combination. And take your face cut off at the neck. Stick it in the satchel. Give it to Joe Pesci and throw it from a train. It'll be hard in the duffel bag. Get out of here. No, get out of here. I don't care if you have to kill yourself. I don't care if you have to run in front of a car. I don't want to see your stupid, ugly face. You've got an ugly face. An ugly, ugly face. You ugly, ugly, ugly. I'm not going to tell you no more. I'm tired of doing this voice. I've been doing this imitation for a couple of years. I don't have anything else funny to say, but I still can do a lot of ping. One more time.
What's the matter with you?
Just the people who are really sick of it.
What's the matter with you?
Now this guy.
Everybody's fun.
Spick-a-dick-a-doo.
And you.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up.
I hate you.
Shut up. Your face.
Huh. Well, that's our show, everybody.
Flatten out your face. Make it into a panda cake. You know what I'm going to do to you? I take your face. I smash it against the wall. I stick it in the bucket. And I'm going to have face stew. Shut up.
You know what I want to go to? Fade right into that. We say goodnight. We ride you out of here with this nice song.
Good night,
thank
everybody.
You. How about a nice round of applause for this nice people here today? And you were so much fun.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Nick and Evan tells us all just
what this is my real voice. Thanks, Doug.
I got this. I got this from we'll say who doesn't open the show. I love the song. Let's enjoy it.
If I was in their shoes, would I act the way I do? It's time for me to choose. And I think we should sing this song. Nice to everyone that you see. You never know who your friends could be. Don't be rude, I mean it, dude. It's time to change your attitude. Be na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na. Be nice to everyone. Na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na. Be nice to everyone. Once there was a friend of mine who wasn't very nice, but then he learned the golden rule. In fact, he learned it twice. Once when we were playing games, he wasn't playing fair. And then when we were in our class, he pulled somebody's hair. And the teacher said to him, be nice to everyone that you see. You never know who your friends could be. Don't be rude, I mean it, dude. It's time to change your attitude. Be na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na. Be nice to everyone.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.